As we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw in flows about Chodesh Aviv, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now we are going to continue again based on the Torah of Remeinu Rabbeinu Hagon Rav Moshe Zatzal. So the Rambam writes that if the son was a gadol v'chacham, you have to tell him the nisim that were done by Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to know this inyan. What's this emphasis on Moshe Rabbeinu, where in the Haggadah Moshe Rabbeinu was barely mentioned, just mentioned Derech Agav. So before we explain that, we would like to be makdim. Mashe katuv b'sof ha-Torah. B'sof ha-Torah katuv, v'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael ke-Moshe, asher yedao Hashem panim b'panim. V'katuv olechem mefaret b'ezet v'rem ya Moshe Rabbeinu miyuchad shelo ya k'moto, ne'amar b'pasuk, l'chol ha-otot v'amuftim, asher shelacho Hashem lasot ba'ar y'eretz Mitzrayim l'faro, u'l'chol ha-bada v'l'chol ha-artso. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew God face to face. It says the wonders of Moshe, there was no one like him. And it says all of the wonders, the signs and the wonders that Hashem sent to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, to all of his servants, and to all the land. V'nitkala b'zeh, ki ha'otot ve'amoftim, she'asa Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim. The miracles and wonders that Moshe Rabbeinu did in Mitzrayim are different than the miracles and wonders that Eliyahu Navi and Elisha did in Eretz Yisrael. But those that Moshe did in Mitzrayim were special to him. And it says, Lo kam navi od b'Yisrael ke'Moshe. There was no one other like Moshe, because he did these wonders in Egypt. It was a one-time event. Only Moshe did it. And you can't compare it to all the Osis and the Mosim that all the other Nevi'im did. So, what's the difference? Moshe Rabbeinu did miracles. Elisha, Elijah, other prophets did miracles. What's the Nekudat HaAvdel? What's the Chilik Tzuvishin? The Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nisim of the other Nevi'im. So it would appear that in the first Dibra of Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Yesh lavin klapei ma dvarim amurim. What is this referring to? What is this coming? Lafuke. I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. So one could argue that God took us out of the land of Egypt, but Moira Gadol. Like we say, V'yatzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim b'yad chazak, v'zeronu tuyu v'Moira Gadol, we say in the Haggadah, Moira Gadol is Gilui Shechina. So if that's true, then Kvar B'Shaito, we already see that it was Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim. So what's Mischadish now at Har Sinai, that he says, Anochi Hashem Elokech asher hotzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim? We already knew that back then. This is old news, kibiyachol. So what's being mischadish now? But that's a mistake, this question. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming now to give the Torah to the Jewish people, and he wants to be Megale that everything that happened in Mitzrayim is Torah. In other words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is coming to teach you Torah Schaim. And therefore, I'm a gala to you, the root of everything. And that is that all the osos and the mofsim and Mitzrayim, I, Hashem, who gave you the Torah, perform them. And they themselves are part of Matan Torah. And that's why so many mitzvahs in the Torah are connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the Ramban writes in Parshas Bo. So the Torah is reliant on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos, which is Maase Bereishis, it also says in the second Luchos in Parshas Ve'eschanim, Zecharti ki Avdei Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'yotziyacha Hashem Elokecha misham. Al kein sifcha Hashem Elokecha lasis es yom haShabbos. And all the Moadim are Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shiratzim is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not to cheat people as Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many mitzvahs, Kiddush Bechoros, mitzvahs Tefillin, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Korban Pesach, which is the beginning of all korbanos. That's what it means, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, I'm giving you this Torah Schaim. And therefore, you have to know that I started giving you the Torah B'Nisei Mitzrayim. The Torah is the Hemsheich of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is written in the Torah as the source for so many mitzvahs. Shabbos, Tzitzis, Tefillin, so many mitzvahs. And now I'm giving you the Torah, and that's why I'm telling you where it all started. It all started from Mitzrayim. The Ramban is already marich at the end of Parshas Bo. Shebitziat Mitzrayim nitgala boreit barach ba'olam. Bavur teida ki en kamoni b'chol ha'aretz, it says by the Makos. You should know that there's nobody like me in all the land. L'man teida ki en kashem elokeinu, l'man teida ki en yashem b'kerav ha'aretz. All Nisei Mitzrayim are coming to be Megalek of Odiyiz Baruch Ba'olam. And famous Ramban, he concludes him in Anisim HaGdolim, Amafursamim Adam Modav Anisim HaNistarim Shem Yisora Torah Kula. From the publicized miracles, the person is Moda and the hidden miracles, which are the foundation of the whole Torah. She'en l'adam chelik b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol dvareinu makreinu shekulam nisim. Ein b'em tebu un hogo shalolam b'en b'rabim b'en b'yochit. Ad kan dvarav hanimratzim. That all the publicized miracles are there to show us that everything is a miracle, which is the yisod of the Torah. A person has no chelik in Torah's motion until he believes that everything is a nes, and there's no teva, there's no min hogo shalolam, whether it's b'yochit or b'rabim. Yisod kol haTorah kula, v'datna lenavon nakel, ki yisod kol haTorah kula, chayav liot ne'emar b'dibra rishona. The yisod of the whole Torah has to be said in the first dibra. It says in Chazal, shebishah shemu Yisrael anochi Hashem elokecha nitka talmud Torah b'libam, u'bishah shemu Yisrael lo yelcha ne'akar m'libam yetzer hara. When they heard Shema, when they heard that anochi Hashem elokecha, Talmud Torah was became rooted in their hearts. When they heard Lo Yelecha, the Yetzer was uprooted. B'kivan shebazeh b'levad shamar Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hoceiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Just alone that Hashem said Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I took you out of Egypt. That's enough to implant the Torah in the hearts of those who receive the Torah. It must be. That's the yisod of the whole Torah. And the explanation is that the dibur of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is establishing the fact that continues. I am always Hashem. And if you want to understand, you can learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'm doing Nisim, I'm always doing Nisim. That's my Enhaga Kvua. And even the Nisim that don't seem like Nisim, nature is also a Nes. Then you can understand my Enhaga. If you look at the Nisim. And that's what the Rambam writes, Shetzarech L'saper B'Nisim Shenasu Adei Moshe Rabbeinu. שהתורה היא הרי תורת משה כשאנו מספרים בניסי מצרים עלינו לספר בהם לא בגדר מופתים שנעשו ידי מי שבכוחו לעשות מופתים שזה יכול כל הנביאים לעשות. We have to tell about Yetzias Mitzrayim as Nisim that were done through Moshe, because these Nisim are Torah, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah's Moshe, so we have to know that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nisim are Torah. That's the Yisod of the Torah, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that teaches us Hashem's whole Hanhaga. So it emerges that the mitzvah l'saper b'nisim shenasu adei Moshe Rabbeinu is to tell about the nisim that are Torah, the nisim that teach us shechol dvareinu mekreinu em kulam nisim vein b'em tevum hanhaga shel olam. Shezeu sipur yitziat Mitzrayim be'emet b'yatzanu mehanhaga shel seder derech hateva l'metziyut shona l'gamrei. ששם החידוש לא רק ייתכן, אלא כל כולה חידוש. ועליו שאיננו רואים את החידוש בתמידות, אבל כל ההנהגה כולה היא אך ורק חידוש. It's all chidush. We have to know from Yetzias Mitzrayim that Moshe Rabbeinu did it, because that's Torah, and that's the yisod of Torah. That's why we emphasize Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's Yetzias Mitzrayim, ב'הוציא אשרך עזם מצרים תעבדונס אלוקים על ההר הזה. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, there's going to be Mamad Har Sinai, because that's the המשך of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is Torah. That's where the Torah started. It says in the Yerushalmi that the names of the months went up with them from Bavel. The name of Chodesh Nisan is in Torah Shebichsav. Like it says, Chodesh HaRishon or Chodesh Nisan. And the Rishonim say, this is al shem hanisim she'eru b'chodesh zeh. Nisim, Nisan. It's also the same gematria. It's a pasuk in the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 7, Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Nisan. So that this month is the month of Nisim, Nisim, Nisim. And that's the Rosh Chodashim, Chodesh Al Yitzis Mitzrayim, Chodesh Al Nisim. Hayom Atam Yotzim, Chodesh Aviv, come like we explain. That's when things begin to sprout. That's when you have this renewal. It's Chachos, and that's really all of the Bria, constant is Chachos. And that's why every year we have to see ourselves in order, if we're leaving now from Mitzrayim, it can't be something that happened in the past, it has to be present, because that's the Chiddush. It has to be Mischadesh, it's always becoming new. Our whole lives are supposed to be a Chiddush. So therefore, when we see ourselves leaving Mitzrayim, it has to be Vizchachos. And that's the mitzvah essay, the saper, b'nisim b'niflo, shenasel avasenu b'mitzrayim. And if the son is a gadol and a chacham, you have to tell him the nisim that were done through Moshe. The nisim that were done through Moshe is our Torah. And that's the yisod kol ha-Torah kul, l'mod b'nisim mitzrayim, that the whole hanhog is like that. Just Hashem hides it. And behind the facade of what looks like nature, as it says in Isaiah 45:15, Achena takel mistater. And that's the Nekudas HaChidosh that we have to mechavin b'kriyas Parashas HaChodesh. We asked why we're reading this on Rosh Chodesh Nisan or before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, why don't we read it on the Moadim? But now we understand, because we have to remember that this is Chodesh HaAviv. So we have the Zechiras Hayom, that we're Mekayim Leil HaSeder. We also have to remember that this is a month of renewal, and therefore it's done in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to remember this Chachos. We left Egypt to this month. This month is Nisan. That's the essence of leaving Egypt, is the essence of Nisan. Is the Chachos, the renewal, the beginning of Kabbalah HaTorah. The things aren't old. So, my dvarim hayu neflaim, and there's tons more to say, so please stay tuned. We have a lot to talk about. Thank you so much for listening to this, most beloved friend.